Welcome to this episode of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estratore, bringing to you the latest stories impacting consumers and businesses across Australia, courtesy of Financial Services Online, your one-stop portal for all things insurance at financialservicesonline.com.au. Our first story of the week, auto in general is facing intersections of criticism and instruction, ordered to not only apologize and compensate a Brisbane homeowner, but also rectify its procedural lapses. This ruling arises from a contested storm damage claim from February 2022. The insurer's erroneous denial of the claim highlighted significant issues with their assessment process. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, in their arbitration, ruled in favor of the homeowner and emphasized the need for independent assessments to avert such protracted disputes moving forward. Next, a crucial caveat about travel insurance for all Australians. Make sure you fully understand your policy exclusions before setting off. This reminder stems from a recent case wherein a man had to cut short his trip to the United States due to a family medical crisis. Unfortunately, his claim for expenses was denied due to the pre-existing condition clause of his policy, which excluded coverage for relatives' pre-existing conditions. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority reiterated the importance of comprehending policy exclusions, as this case underscored the need for travelers to account for family medical histories in their insurance coverage. On to Halls Gap, Victoria now, where the ripples of a recent insurability crisis caught the attention of coalition leader Peter Dutton. Repercussions from bushfires have disrupted the tourist hub and prompted discussions about insurance coverage. The crisis, spurred by rising insurance costs and the threat to businesses incapable of securing insurance, poses existential questions about the region's future. With 134 reports of business interruption due to the Grampians fires, Dutton has called for urgent solutions as everyone waits for updates from the Insurance Affordability Task Force. And lastly, severe electrical storms have left over 11,000 filed insurance claims in their wake across New South Wales and the Australian Capital Territory, with 10,797 claims originating from New South Wales alone. The region experienced the brunt of home damages. The Insurance Council of Australia and Suncorp are working together to aid in recovery, while the government's disaster recovery funding arrangement Sure Help reaches uninsured, low-income residents in need of critical home repairs. In these times of adversity, the collaborative initiatives aim to rebuild and restore our communities. That wraps up our weekly news. Stay informed, stay protected. I'm Paige Estratore for Financial Services Online. Connect with us at financialservicesonline.com.au and we'll ensure you're not just insured, but assured. Have a wonderful weekend, Australia.